I am the Et Haaretz. In the beginning, God created. Oh, man, we're in Genesis 1 still. It's a long book. We better get moving. But we left off with, we're on the sixth day where the animals and including man is made. And so we left off with there's no missing links. So evolution was proved wrong in the 120 years it's been crammed down our children's throats. But I wanted to make a mention of giraffes. I love giraffes. They're kind of unique. There's no other animal with a neck like a giraffe. You ever notice that? You try to talk to one, you get your neck hurting. But there are no missing link fossils of short-necked giraffes. Did you know that? But the elegant design in all the animals, but this long neck, if you study the animals, this long neck has special problems. But God knows how to create. Do you know that? God knows how to create. See, the giraffe's 19 feet tall, 2,500 pounds, can run 36 miles an hour, eats 200 pounds of leaves a day, which is almost as much as Mike. And Mike eats more than that. It's the only one I can find to compare with. But a giraffe only sleeps 20 minutes a day because of predators. Yeah. And so it's an amazing animal. But this neck, when he bends down to drink, his head goes 20 feet. You know, you've seen them. They spread their front legs apart and then whoom. But because of this neck, his heart is 2.5 feet long. Because it has to pump blood up to the brain, way up there. See, giraffes, I love them because they're closer to God than us. But the giraffe has extremely high blood pressure because his head is so high. We would all have aneurysms, strokes. But to get the blood up to his brain, he has extreme high blood pressure. But now he needs to get a drink. By the way, he can go months without water because of where he lives, he needs to. But moving his head down, all that extremely high blood pressure in his head, where as soon as he goes down to take a drink, will explode every blood vessel in his head, and he'll die immediately. Right? So how does the animal live? He has heart valves all the way up his neck. The only animal on earth that has heart valves in his neck, right? And it shuts off the blood when he bends down to drink. So his head doesn't explode. So now he lifts his head up and he passes out because there's no blood and he dies and the lions eat him. See, this is why I said in the evolution theory, dead doesn't evolve. Everything, if it wasn't created perfect in the first place, would just die immediately and you can't evolve dead. So it's craziness, right? I tell you, it's so stupid, this evolution. Next they'll tell us we come from monkeys. But he lifts his head up and he should pass out because there's no blood in his head now. Underneath the brain in a giraffe's head is a sponge that saves some blood for when he rarely takes that drink and he raises his head back up, the sponge squeezes blood into his brain, then the heart valves in his neck open and he continues on. Can you say design? It's too much. It's too much. But anyway, let's go to man. It says, let us make man. As you all know, let us make man in our image. Plural pronouns there with a singular verb. Make is singular. create is singular. And so we have this idea of the plurality of God. And this us and our with Elohim, of course, in the first verse is considered plural, right, with a singular verb. And this happens 680 times in the Tanakh with the word Elohim. But as you know, I have already taught several times, including at Sukkot last month, that there is one person of Hashem, God. One person. And when it comes to creation, we know in Psalms that the Father created. But in Colossians, it says the Son created. And in Genesis 1:2, we notice that the Spirit was involved upon the face of the deep. So what do we have here? There are separate revelations, and I'll just go over this quickly because you've heard me teach on this. There is just one person of God in separate contexts. You cannot say that there are three separate persons because they are interchangeable many, many times in our Bible. So forget about three persons. You don't want to be a pagan, do you? The definition of pagan is more than one person is God, okay? And so we have to respect our relationship with our Jewish friends by saying one God, as the Shema does, okay? And so what we have here is a different context of God, but not a different person of God. And then you'll be safe. And as I say, the verses will explain it. I love Isaiah 9:6. The child is the eternal father. The son born, the child is born, a son is given, and his name is Aviad, eternal father. Hello. How many people did we talk about there? Just one. Okay, there is no Trinity. And don't stone me here, but we got to deal with this and be biblical. There is no such thing as a Trinity. God in three persons, blessed unity. It's a great song. It's wrong theology. I like the song. But there's one person of God, and the Word presents Father, Son, and Spirit to present a deeper revelation of who He is for our benefit. It comes across for our benefit, because we know what fathers are and we know what sons are. But Yeshua is Yod Heh Vav Heh, and Yeshua is the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I will be in you. How is Messiah in you? Because He is the Holy Spirit. Okay. And so He is also Yod Heh Vav Heh. Remember Jeremiah 23:4-5? The name of the branch is Yod Heh Vav Heh, the name of the Father God. And so the branch, of course, is Messiah. And the Son given to us is Yod Heh Vav Heh. So the rabbis deny the divinity of Yeshua. We know the divinity of Messiah. We don't need to identify the Messiah. They just deny the divinity of Messiah, and we need to be able to prove otherwise from the Tanakh. We can use the Brit Hadashah, but with them, you have to be able to do it from the Tanakh only, and we should all be able to do that. Okay, and we have the branch verses in Jeremiah 23:5, and we have Isaiah 7:14, right? The Alma verse, the virgin will conceive and have a child, and his name shall be Immanuel, with us God. The child born to the virgin is God, see? And the branch, which everybody knows is Messiah, even the JWs, his name is Yod Heh Vav Heh, right? And so we, of course, we have Isaiah 9:6 then. And I like to say it this way with the revelation of God is that the Father loves, the Son does by the Holy Spirit, and it's one person. The Father loves, the Son does. Everything done in the Bible comes from the Messiah. Messiah did the creating. The Father God did the creating, right? And so the Father loves, the Son does by the Holy Spirit. In John 1:1, of course, we know that the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Divinity verses, and of course, my definition of eternal, the only definition of eternal in the universe that I have found, biblically or secularly, before Abraham was, I am. This is the definition of eternity. definitely has nothing to do with time. Okay? We know in Revelation there's one throne. One throne, not three. In Revelation, it is the Father God's throne with a lamb standing in it looking as if he had been slain. Okay? And so all through the Bible, every major event in God's plan is ascribed to the three manifestations of God. Three different contexts, three different manifestations of the same person. Okay? And there's 29 of these. I'll just give you a list. The creation of the universe is ascribed to all three. The creation of man, the incarnation, the death of Messiah, the atonement, the resurrection of mankind, the inspiration of Scripture. 29 of these major events that have verses saying each one of them that the Father did it in certain verses, that the Son did it in other verses, and that the Spirit did it in other verses, have some fun theology. Stop thinking literally with the Western idea that you have to separate and diagram everything. Just accept that God is one person manifest to us in many different ways. Okay? How do you deal with this? Because in the West, we're told that one and one has to equal two. But in Jewish theology, God is one person. Enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Amen. Okay, our conclusion then is one person of God in different contexts for revelation to us. You can say three different contexts or three different manifestations, but what I cannot say is three persons. This has got to trash us with our theology and with our relationship with Israel. Okay? All right, so God made man in his image. Singular. In that one. See how you can't get dogmatic with that. Just for fun, what does the image of God look like anyway? What does the Tselem of Hashem look like? And Tselem is more than the physical appearance. But I figure he looks like me. Handsome sort, you know. No, I'm just joking. But the pattern, you could look at the pattern of God's Tselem image this way. What is Messiah's Tselem? What is the image of Messiah? He is made in the image of God. Hebrews, Colossians, 2 Corinthians. He is made in the image of man. Philippians, Hebrews, Luke. He is made in the image of God and in the image of man. So it's just cool that, and of course, God is not a monkey. All right. So Yeshua is Ha-Tselem. Ha-Tselem. The image is Yeshua. I mean, everything, when you study your Bible, just put Yeshua in the middle of it, and everything will start making sense. As soon as you don't do that, you're in trouble. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. Male and female, and blessed them. So in the beginning of the context in Genesis of the making of man, we have man and woman together. Now, the details of the creation of man is going to be in chapter 2. So here, at first, we just have a summary, and it is both of them, okay? And it says, be fruitful and multiply. And Adam and Eve, of course, it's not Adam and Steve. If there was anyone confused, okay? Adam and Steve can't multiply. Multiplication, making babies is the first commandment in the Bible. And so in these last days, the left is against God creating and against man multiplying. The first two things in the Bible, the left is opposed to. It is amazing how the lie has conquered the world today. And it says, and fill the earth and subdue it. Now in King James, I think it says replenish, but that's a bad translation. It should be subdue or rule over it. Man is put in charge of the world to rule over it, which is great responsibility. And we are responsible for that. And all the plants are for food, it says. And in the beginning here, Adam and Eve are vegetarians only. Right? And this is going to change in chapter 9. This vegetarian only thing doesn't last very long. And then we go ahead and have animals to eat also. But in the beginning, it was just vegetarians. Why? Because nothing has ever died. Nothing has ever died yet, or will have died, except for the fall. Okay, we already talked about the magnificent design of plant life, but let me mention this strange aspect of design found in all of creation, including man. And some of you might know this, this guy Leonardo of Pisa. You know that Italian place where gravity doesn't work because their plumb line's crooked? Yeah, I saw a picture of it. Leonardo of Pisa was... he was studying how come rabbits multiply so fast, right? And we know this from the spring non-holiday that has rabbits as their theme. Because why? Because they multiply rapidly. And this guy was a mathematician trying to get the math to figure out how come we got so many bunnies. And this was in the 12th century. A bunny problem in the 12th century with a mathematician. And he came up with, and his name is, Fibonacci. The Fibonacci sequence. Which leads to the golden rectangle and the golden triangle, or the golden spiral, right? Some of you guys know about these math things if you've got into math before. But this guy was in the 12th century, and he discovered these numbers. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144, 233, etc. What did you notice in that pattern because I went so slow? The number I said is the... previous two numbers added together. So you add the two numbers and then you get your next one. Then you add those two numbers, you get your next one. And this is a sequence, right? And each number is the sum of the previous two. And it took several hundred years for science to discover this sequence is in God's creation over and over and over. And so that's why I bring it up, is another one of these math things that we already talked about, pi and small e. Earlier, the ratio of any two adjacent numbers is always 1.618, which creates the golden rectangle. Anybody know about the golden rectangle? You see it all the time, right? And I'll show you that. The longer side is to the shorter side as the sum of the two sides is to the longer side. It's a ratio. Did you catch that? There's a quiz before you leave. No oneg until you come up with that. The golden rectangle, it is 1 to 1.618. Okay, the special result is that if you take a square out of this rectangle, you still have the golden rectangle is what's left. And if you take a square out of that one, you still have a golden rectangle, and it goes to infinity. It never ends. And so it's one of those math things. But the creation and the creator part is this. The golden rectangle is pleasing to the eye and to the soul of man. It pleases. It is comforting. And it is in creation over and over. It's one of these God-designed things. All right. So the Greeks knew this. The Pantheon is 1.1 to 1.618. The UN building was designed with this golden rectangle. Guess what else? Your credit card. Oh, it's so pleasing. The store is open. It is so pleasing to pull this out. Yes, something expensive, I'm sure. Postcards. Your coffee table. The covers on your light switches. You ever notice when you turn on the light, it's so comforting? And when the power's out and you flip it, no. My writing pads. Index cards. Most books. In art, it is used a lot by Da Vinci, Van Gogh, Monet, and Whistler. Friends of mine. But back to the creator. The ratio of leaves to flowers in plants is the same ratio. And science has discovered that this is the optimum for sunlight, both for the flower and the leaves. If you stick with this ratio, they neither one cancel each other out. Neither one starve. And the Fibonacci sequence is in the rows of seeds on a pine cone and pineapple, most flowers. Music is all made up of the Fibonacci numbers and ratios. Music, if you study a piano keyboard, it is done with these numbers. The orbits of the planets are all in this ratio. How is that for design? Oh, it's chance. So, what is the deal? The ratio of the planets in our solar system are the same ratio as you find in the trees. So what is the point with this? Trees, the solar system, the flowers. The same person made them. And he made them pleasing to his eye and his soul as well as yours. And so what I want to say about this is we can now say creation is beautiful. Creation is beautiful and pleasing to your soul. So one more thing. In the golden rectangle, take a square out and it makes another one and another one, and draw a spiral to these corners and you make the golden spiral as well as the rectangle. And it goes into infinite. It never touches itself. It is a perfect spiral. And that comes from these numbers and the golden rectangle. So it never alters its shape no matter how far you go. And you know this spiral is in the nautilus shell, right? And it's also exactly the spiral of a hurricane. All hurricanes. And this is why they can become so powerful. They never hit each other, right? And, of course, tornadoes. And a seahorse's tail, and here's one you never heard of, the DNA molecule spirals in the golden spiral. And this is why it can go forever, and it would never cancel itself. Waves on a beach that the surfers are on. You ever? Oh, yes, California. California is not a golden rectangle, ma'am. Ushers, we can pass this around, though. I got a little print of a golden rectangle and spiral. But you ever notice how those surfers are on that wave that's breaking like this and how that's pleasing to your eye? Oh, never mind. Now, the solar system. I already mentioned the planets are in this spiral, or this ratio of the golden rectangle. But the galaxies that are spirals are the golden spiral. And whirlpools and the ears of all mammals are in this ratio. And that little thing in your inner ear called the cochlea, that's a golden spiral. And one more thing, you might like this one, the ram's horn. It's a perfect golden spiral. It never runs into itself. Amen? Now, Leonardo da Vinci's famous drawing of a man, when he's like this, you know, from the belly button to the feet is the golden rectangle. So, man is made pleasing to the eye. Monkeys, it doesn't work. Democrats don't work. I always wanted to make a bumper sticker. Democrats do come from monkeys. But they're the ones that teach it. Maybe it's true for them. It's a revelation I've had. Okay. But anywhere the scientist looks in the creation, he will discover that design has been there ahead of him a long time ago. And that's why I brought this up. In Romans, the Bible says this very thing. In chapter 1, verse 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of man who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been created, so that man are without excuse. The creation is the gospel, and man is without excuse because of the creation. And then it will go into here about man being with man and women being with women as a judgment against evolution. The teaching of evolution is a judgment against man. So this is where we can stop, I guess, here. We'll get back to man being made next week, and we'll have some fun. I'll mention a couple of the hoaxes, which are funner. Peking man, Neanderthal man. You know what they found out about the Neanderthal man was big for quite some many years, and then they proved that the reason he was a little guy bent over like a monkey is because he had arthritis. He was a man that died from arthritis in his back, and he was suffering, and so his skeleton looked like a monkey. I've seen them. They don't look like me. But yes, and then there's that other one. What was that other? Oh, the pilt down man. And then there's the other one. He was built from one tooth. And they said, this proves we come from monkey. Tooth came from orangutan. You have proof now. The scientific method, it's something, isn't it? All right, but in the end here, sorry, I'll stop. We'll get into next week. There's more to man than the physical being. May your whole body, soul, and spirit. And so there is the body and the soul and the spirit, and the body is over the top in magnificent. But it is nothing compared to the inner man. And this inner man was made for communion with the Creator. And this inner man is the source in this universe of worship. And so we'll move on from the physical, and we'll talk a little bit about the spiritual. And even this soul, this nephesh and the ruach of man, even crosses over dimensions and can leave into the realm of God himself. I tell you, it is, one understands the creation, one will worship the Creator. Yavarekaka Adonai Vayishmareka. Yeir Adonai Panavaleka Vihunaka Yisau Adonai Panavaleka Voyoseim Laka Shalom B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach Sarha Shalom. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you and lift his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah, the Creator. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.